have state of emergency updates from Darren Flick, director of the Pickaway County Emergency Management Agency, and Circleville Mayor Don McElroy. Who would like to go first?
Darren, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Darren, go right ahead.
Well, good evening, everybody. Good to hear you all tonight. I'll just give you a quick rundown on kind of the things that we've been doing for the past few weeks and what we're going to be doing going forward. So as everybody knows, the county and the city and the state and in fact the entire country has basically declared a state of emergency at this time. The state of Ohio has declared a disaster and sought a disaster declaration from the president, and that was approved last week. So we do have a number of different federal actions that are taking place, state actions that are taking place across the entire county. So each day we open the Emergency Operations Center. It's open from basically 8 a.m.
Has joined the conference.
8 a.m. till 5 p.m. each day, Monday through Friday. We haven't needed to open up on the weekends or go 24 hours a day, which has been good. But the Emergency Operations Center is open. We have public health in there with us. The sheriff also has a deputy in there with us. The rest of our emergency functions we're doing virtually. So as we need help from finance or from engineers or anybody else, we're doing that remotely, which is kind of unique to this situation. Each day we host a 8:30 and a 4 p.m. operations update, which includes members from all across Pickaway County, all the major agencies, departments. We have the mayor and Chief Fair and Chief Thompson are on there. Tony Chamberlain's on there. The state of Ohio has a representative on there as well, and we do those updates each day just to make sure everybody's on kind of the same path forward. We've instituted a number of different planning efforts that are going on. We have a vulnerable population weekly planning meeting with all the vulnerable population organizations across Pickaway County. Just to talk to make sure that we're tracking all of their needs, and that includes everything from our school-aged children being fed to our homeless, to our developmentally disabled, to our mental health issues. They all have that opportunity to raise any concerns and share best practices. We also have an emergency healthcare meeting each week. That brings together all of the different long-term care facilities, our nursing homes, Berger Hospital, to just talk through what's going on with each of those facilities and make sure, again, that they're getting all the resources that they need and are planning for, you know, things that may be coming. We also have additional meetings with the coroner and the funeral homes and Berger Hospital as well, just to talk through planning efforts in that realm as well. So doing a lot of conversations with the prison, both the Pickaway Correctional and the CRC up there in Orient. We're also working with the youth facility and the jail to make sure that we're tracking on all of the things that are going on there. And if you've been watching the news, you know, there's quite a bit of focus on the prisons these days because we're seeing a spike in the number of cases that are occurring in the prisons. So we're watching that closely. We're working hand in hand with those facilities as well as with our EMS transport that would end up having to move some of those patients if they need to be transported to OSU or another hospital. Personal protective equipment is certainly an issue that we're paying close attention to. It's a nationwide issue. lack of PPE has been well advertised throughout the media, and it's true here as well. But we've done a really good job of being able to track down PPE. We're consolidating that PPE at the Emergency Operations Center, and we're farming that out as it comes in and giving it to those that need it the most, primarily in our healthcare facilities and our first responders. And with Patel this past week starting to sanitize the N95 masks, that's going to go a long way to really help with the mask shortage across Ohio and probably the country. So we continue to watch that. And certainly, you know, if anybody still has any stores of PPE that they would like to donate, we would take those at the Emergency Operations Center. We're also taking hand-sewn masks that people are making, and we're giving those to the first responders to put on patients as they're transporting them, and giving them to the hospital and other long-term care facilities for those populations as well. So, and the last thing I'll say is just we've had an outpouring of volunteerism. The United Way there in Pickaway County has done a great job of coordinating a lot of the volunteer support we've received. It's been great to see the community come together and really, you know, do what they can to support all the different functions that, you know, we're dealing with in this situation. So, again, you know, if you look at the what is going on in terms of what you're hearing from the governor every day, the surge is coming. We saw some additional modeling today that seems to be favorable. And it's looking like, you know, all of the flattening of the curve that we've been talking about over the past few weeks is really doing what it's supposed to do. And we're seeing a lot fewer cases than anticipated. So, but like the governor said today, and Dr. Acton said repeatedly, you know, we got to keep the hammer down. We got to really keep pressing hard for the next couple of weeks to keep that number down, so that we don't get a spike, and it you know, overwhelms our hospitals and our healthcare facilities. So, I appreciate everything that City Council and the City Administration are doing. I think we've got a really good thing going in terms of communication. The mayor's been great, and Chief Baer, Chief Thompson, and Tony Chamberlain every day coming to our meetings and making sure that we're communicating and doing what we can to keep everybody safe. It's really been beneficial. And I'll also give a shout out to Berger Hospital there. Tim Colburn and his staff have been phenomenal. We have better communication than I've seen ever, and it's really paying dividends. So tomorrow, and I'll end it on this note, tomorrow Berger Health is doing a drill from 11 to 3 where they're going to practice some of their surge procedures with the tents that are outside of Berger Hospital. So if you see a bunch of people running around doing things at Berger Hospital tomorrow, don't be alarmed. It's just a drill to practice to be ready for if the surge were to hit. So unless anybody has any questions for me, that's all I've got.
Darren, can you stay on the line? We'd like to hear the mayor, and then perhaps any questions we have, both of you could answer.
Of course.
Thank you. Mayor, to go right ahead.
Thank you. Darren has just explained just a little bit of what he has been doing. I don't know if there is another county out there that has the talent and the leadership that Darren has exerted during this crisis. We would not be where we are today without his leadership. As he has indicated, we are on a conference call with him every morning at 8:30, and then we are on a conference call with him again at 4:00 in the afternoon. And those are very, very informative to us, because we have the sheriff on there, that we have the health department, Berger Ohio Health is on there, and there are other players. For example, fire chiefs are on there, Chief Baer is on, but it just gives an overall view of where we stand in the county. And I try to pass that on to all of you and council on a daily basis, and I will continue to do that until you tell me not to do that. On another point, I also have a call in with the county commissioners every Tuesday at 1:30 and every Friday at 10 o'clock. And that is mostly with the elected officials in the county. They have allowed me to be part of that conversation, so I am with them. Now, as far as what we're doing in the city, we also are staggering our work schedule here in the administrative office. We have one person that works in the administrative office. We have another person that comes in occasionally in our HR office, but she is working remotely from home and working right now on recruitment of police officers. We also have staggering in our public utilities office, where we usually have three people in there. We have two people. The leadership of the city, I'm in the office every day with the exception of the weekends. I usually have Terry and Tony at least three or four times a day or a week to come in and talk to us, and we carry out some decisions that we have to do. Obviously, our police department and our fire department, our first responders, are just doing a remarkable job during this period of time. And I think that once you see them, please give them a shout-out and say thank you for what they're doing. But it's just more than first responders. You know, we have Brian Frost at the the Water and Sewer Department, and Mike Smith at the Water Department, and Josh Anderson at the Water Distribution. Dane Patterson is doing a remarkable job in transportation. He's got his crew out there they're working in two-man crews doing the potholes and some other things that we need to do. And, of course, Regine Penson with our popular utilities. All of these folks are our supervisors and doing a great job supervising their employees during this period of time. I'm open for any questions that you have.
Thank you, Mayor. I did see that the street crews are out working, filling potholes, and I don't see any change in the level of service that they're providing.
Yes, the level of service has not changed. We're still producing water, and we're doing some billing, and we're filling potholes.
Okay. Thank you. Does any council member have any questions for the mayor or Mr. Flick? Hearing none, I thank you both for